questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to Arabic English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which you'll get the answers to all your questions. So let's start, but before that, I'd like our guest to introduce himself to us.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Sheikh Noor Muhammad. I'm very happy to be here.
And I'm very glad to meet you here. As a modern issue, we could say that social media has made such an addiction in many people of different ages. You could see children, you could see adults who are getting really addicted to these social media. According to you, as a religious scholar, what are the ways to treat that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, this is one of the most prevailing questions, and many people ask such a question about that. Unfortunately, our children have been addicted to the social media, and how can we solve this problem? You know that...
Or let's just put it this way. Is there any way for it to get solved?
Of course, there is. You can find lots of ways for solving this problem. You know that, first of all, maybe one of the best ways for tackling this problem is to give some work and some entertainment. I mean, some entertainment for example, playing and have some kind of, let's say, for boys, some football, some other...
So have some other replacement.
Replacement, I mean, some activities, physical activity beside this social media, because it is very important. You see... unfortunately, some of our boys and girls, they do not have physical activity, rather they have virtual one. And it is, let's say, very dangerous for
exactly.
The health, for mental health and for the physical health. It is important for our children to have some physical activities, running, you know, having some different
yes,
you can
yes.
find, you know.
To make use of their energy.
Yeah. To make use of the energy and to let it go.
Yes, exactly, to let it go.
Because it is very important for our children to be away from these to some extent. You know, sometimes it is necessary to have some, you know, interaction with these social media. But for the most cases, they need to have physical activity and to engage in different playing and to have some kind of physical face-to-face dialogue with the friends, to go out, to breath, you know.
Exactly.
And to have a fresh and active, let's say, physical...
Engagement.
It is very important for the health, not only for our children, even for also...
For the adults, of course.
For the adults. You know,
they'd better put their phone at home and then leave and take some fresh air and then have some walking, jogging or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, of course, there is no doubt that the social media or so-called, you may call it technology and many other branches of that, there is no doubt that we need this kind of... You know, usage of the social media.
Yes, after all, there are tools that are going to make our life easier.
You know, you can name a lot of usage.
Exactly.
A lot of, you know, you may enumerate a lot of usage of that for your businesses, for your, you know, you have virtual university, a study, so on and so forth. But after all, do not forget that these are some tools. Some tools for benefiting for some limited others. It is not, unfortunately, it has become a trend among even some adults.
Exactly, that's the point.
To misuse and to overdo, you know, using this kind of, you know, social media. And it causes a lot of health, you know.
Issues and problems.
Yeah, issues and problems and a lot of, you know, engagement, you know, in mind. And your mind is always busy.
Exactly.
And it has, I think, you know, my listener and my audience, they can understand, easily understand
what
I'm talking about. It's a relatable
issue, you know. Everybody is actually engaged with this problem. Everyone wants to have a solution for it. So as the first advice you said, we have to find some replacements and have some physical activities.
I want to point out this idea that it is not, unfortunately, it has become a norm, and it has become a, maybe it is a great culture. I'm always engaged in the social media. And it has, you know, some people, they use it as a lot. They want to show that.
They show off with that.
They want to show off with that. It has become a kind of trend and some kind of norm for some people. Even you're talking with people, with some people, they, you know, engage themselves playing with the, you know.
Yes.
You know,
they want to say, I'm not caring about saying. Yes.
I'm very modern person. Mm. I always have, you know, different. You know, first point is to get out from this hallucination.
Exactly.
Oh boy, what you talking about? This is not a great idea to waste your time into that social media.
This wasting time is really bothering everyone.
Not
you know, you close your eyes and when you open it, it's been an hour, 2 hours. You could have read a book, you could have wrote something, you could have went somewhere. But you were just spending time in a virtual world and doing literally nothing.
Exactly. First point is to get out of this ignorance. To understand that this is not modernity. This is not technology. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know. This is not technology that you always engage yourself in different, you know, social media, in different, you know, interaction. Rather, If you want to be successful into your career, whether you are a student of university, whether you are, for example, a businessman, and any other career that you have, if you want to be successful, you should be active. You should use the power of your mind, the power of intellect.
Exactly.
It is very important to make your mind empty of whatever not relevant to you.
And have a clear plan in your head.
You know, exactly. What I mentioned was the exact translation, you know, the last part of many narrations that we have from Ahlul Bayt, that do not engage in whatever is not relevant to you. Many things in this world, many other stories, many other news that you find in social media, to be away from whatever is not relevant to you. Of course, I do not want to sound to be, you know.
We don't want to say that don't care about the issues, the modern issues of human beings. We don't want to say that get away from all those things and be a person who is immaterial to everything. No, we just want to say don't overdo that.
Don't overdo that. Yes, exactly. And to understand that many news, many things, maybe they are not relevant to you.
Yes, yes.
There is no need for you to understand whatever happening in this universe. False,
exactly.
Maybe most of them, maybe they're false news that you are receiving. Rather, go to prioritize your, you know, contents that you want to receive. Many things that are necessary for me to understand. But unfortunately, we are ignorant about upbringing of our children, about our interaction with the husband and wife. Many ideas we are ignorant about that, about your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you want to do that? I want to say that we have a lot of points that we are ignorant about, and we do not care about them.
Yes, and we do not go and read for them. We spend time on social media, which is not going to give us much of things.
Exactly.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Many things that we are ignorant about, and of course we are ignorant about our ignorance, and we do not know that we do not know
many things. Which is very dangerous.
Very dangerous. And we want to, decipher many points and to receive many news, many points. Of course, granted that these are halal. Granted that, of course, I'm talking about halal issues. But unfortunately, you can find a lot of haram issues into that.
There are different materials out there.
Yes.
And it depends on your choice again.
Sometimes if we cannot, control our look, eyes, maybe we cannot be a real follower of Imam al-Mahdi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it causes a lot of, damages for our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the last savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salatu wassalam.
Yes, so we were talking about the very controversial issue which everyone is so engaged with, that is the addiction to social media. And we said that there are some different advices for that. At the very first point, you need to get to the point that, okay, I am an addicted person and I have to get away with that. So the first point, except that you need to change your priority, you have to make a plan, then you could add some replacement for the time you use your cell phone or whatever kind of social media. Then you could have plenty much of plans for yourself, whatever that could engage you in a better way. You could make use of it. So is there any other advices you could have for us?
Yes, sure. You can go to the mosque. It is, again, for worshipping
Allah. Spiritual
engagement. Yes, spiritual engagement. It is very important to have sometimes in mosque for prayer, for talking to our friends, for neighbors. You can find a lot of enjoyment talking to the brothers and sisters in mosque. And, for example, go for vacation, for having some fun. Beside that, let's say to have some study, go to the gym, have some kind of exercises,
activity we already talked
activity,
about.
Activity, yeah. These are very important for the health of body. To have physical activity, especially for the elderly people. And sometimes it is necessary for them to have some physical activity and exercise.
Yes, for their health. It has got so much of benefits.
Not to be alone, try to be in gathering, in congregation, visitation to your faithful brothers and sisters, to be in public, to be in a gathering, okay, not to be alone, because we have in some narration, when you are alone, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too much, because it is a very great opportunity for Satan to entrap you.
To get into your skin.
Yes. And one practical point is whenever you want to use your cell phone, try to make it clear your aims and purposes, okay?
Yes.
In the beginning, decide.
Make it clear with yourself.
Make it clear. It is practical and very important point. You want to say that for half an hour, I want to go and use these ideas. For example, I'm looking for the scientific issues, some many other
reading
points.
Articles or whatever.
Yeah, reading articles, story, anything. But make it clear not to dive into the social media with purposeless.
Not to lose yourself in there.
Not to go to that without any already planning.
Uh-huh.
Just pre-plan and then go to the social media.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I do that.
So that you could guard yourself from staying there for too long.
Yes, I personally do that. I advise my children when they want to go to the social media to pre-plan, make it clear. For example, for this limited hour and for these aims and purposes, I'm looking for this social media and then it's done, finish.
Exactly.
I do not go and check different many things, make my mind busy. And
overwhelm yourself with sort of things that is not relevant to you.
Really? Really, it is
so,
not relevant.
So we were talking about social media and addiction of everybody to this world, to this virtual world. Thank you for listening.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن